Welcome to the Bare Essentials Podcast, a short and sweet and sometimes spicy weekly peek into the journey of Christian parenting. Now, here are your guides, the founders of Bear and Squirrel, Charlie and Christina Matz.
I am Charlie Matz, and I'm sitting next to my beautiful wife, Christina, and we are here to talk about our journey on Christian parenting. We are parents of four children, ages 9, 5, 2, and 2 months, so we're in the mix. We're right in the middle of this thing, and so what we want to do is just share a little piece of our journey to help, hopefully help encourage you on yours as we go through this together, and we're all trying to just navigate through Christian parenting. So this week we are talking about, our title is Lessons from Walker Canyon. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
that sounds like intriguing.
Sounds
right?
Like a novel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of was.
We could write one.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an adventure that we took with the kids, and we learned some stuff on that. We thought we should just talk about it. I mean, I'm the one who said that we should talk about it because I kind of learned some things myself, and it's a good example of, I think, something that I've struggled with in the past, and maybe hopefully by talking through it a little bit, I can get free therapy and you can learn something from
great.
It. Yeah.
Why don't I give like a little bit of the lead up and then kind of toss it over to you?
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Okay. I think that's how we should do
this. So we live in Southern California and it is desert. I mean, everything's usually pretty dead around here, but we have had a ton of rain from a lot of storms. So we have what is being called a super bloom going on throughout our area, where wildflowers are blooming in large numbers. And so I wanted to go and see these, and Charlie was down for it. So the closest area to us is Lake Elsinore. There's a place called Walker Canyon. And everything else was like 3 hours away, and this was one. So I was like, great, let's do this. The article I read just said it was a canyon and that there was lots of pretty flowers. So my vision was like a field with flowers in it. So we pull up, and it is not a field with flowers. It is like mountains, and it's like you got to trek up. So,
and thousands of people doing it, all in the way, kicking up dust, all kinds of stuff going on. It's a very touristy situation.
Yeah, and I know that I can't make it up the hill. Like, I don't even think I can make it up that hill right
now. You could have.
But especially not with, like, JR Strouch.
Maybe. No,
like,
we weren't equipped. No. We didn't have the we like hiking. We like stuff like that. But we did not have anything with us to do that.
And I don't have the stamina quite yet, again, to do that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
All right, so then what happened after that, sweet love?
Well, I kind of blacked out. I don't know.
So.
We decided we couldn't do that. So for me, I was like, great, let's go home. And
we had stopped for lunch first. We did like a little detour, had a little picnic.
Yeah. Well, so one thing that I do have to commend my wife on is she's always really good at packing ahead of time things for lunches and picnics. And so we did have a wonderful time where we laid out a blanket on the ground at a park we found, and we had a picnic with the kids, ran around, had some fun. So I was like, great, that was our moment. Let's go home. We did it. That was a fun time as a family. Let's go home. Because, I'm not really into flowers and doing what. And also, I grew up in a different place where I, you know, there's a little more foliage. And it seemed to.
Super bloom kind of brought different visions to his mind.
It seemed to stretch to me to, like, make an event out of this. So. Anyway, Christina was down for like really trying to adventure around and find.
Kids were like pumped on
flower
day.
Yeah, the kids
day.
Were totally into it. So anyway, I was being selfish, and I really didn't want to put the effort in, because I didn't really see how this could be a good thing for anybody. And so we kind of drove around a little bit, and then we found this kind of off-beaten trail where people were still hiking up a little ways, but it wasn't quite as bad. But it was really just like hiking up into the middle of these wildflowers. And I was like, well, we can just see them from the car. Why do we need to walk up here? And it was hot out and it was dusty. And you know, we had to take the little ones and go up there. But it was just a good reminder for me, because we did it. And it was amazing. And I think the reason I wanted to bring it up was just that, I think that it's really easy with kids to like, want everything to be the way you want it to be, and to see it through your eyes, through an adult's eyes who lives an adult life and tries to put everything into nice, neat boxes, round pegs, round holes, square pegs, square holes. And kids aren't like that. They like, this was an adventure to our kids. Like, they got to hike up this thing and they got to try to find lizards and do things to them that were amazing. And I guess I didn't see it through their eyes. So I guess the point is I needed to see this adventure through their eyes. And I think that'll really help the next time we do go on a little adventure, for me not to think that it needs to be this fantastic, you know, amazing thing that, you know, I guess I can, that fits what I had in my mind. I mean, would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, for sure. And I will, though, like, really commend my husband, because I knew that you didn't want to do this. And so I was trying to kind of gently maybe lead us in that direction without overstepping my own boundaries as your wife. And you did it. I mean, you pulled over, you said yes, you said that we could do it, and we got out and you pushed yourself. And I think you pushed yourself thinking it was going to suck, but you were pleasantly surprised that it didn't, you know. But I think, even to just piggyback real quick off what you said, that kids see things differently. Like, when we first got there and we were like, okay, we can't go up this thing. It was lunchtime, so we're like, let's take a little detour. Let's find a place to have lunch. And one of our daughters kind of complained, and our son was like, no, this is an adventure. Like, this can be an adventure. And just right. That they have the ability in their joy and innocence, and just excitement and enthusiasm for life. Mm-hmm. Like, we as adults kill that. They don't do it. So I think we just need to be mindful to encourage that wonder and that thirst for enjoying God's creation and the handiwork that is so evident in the world he's given us to enjoy, rather than try to squash it.
Yeah. And letting I don't like to get dirty unless I've planned to get dirty. And I think that's a big thing that, like, I love getting dirty. I love camping. I love going out into the woods. I love doing that stuff. But I love planning for it, you know, having the right boots on and the right pants and the stuff. And I didn't have any of that. And that almost stopped me from giving my kids this great experience.
He just detailed our car.
Well, yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, but that's the point. Like, if you're looking for a life that's going to fall into all that, you're not going to find it. And, you know, if you go onto our Instagram and you see what we posted today with everything that we did, you know, it's going to look...
It was beautiful.
It's going to look like it was perfect, you know, and that's the thing, is that's why I wanted to share it, because it wasn't. I think it ended up netting out to this great experience, and our kids would tell you it was perfect. But, you know, anyway, long story short, we need to, as parents, and I need to, one, see this through the lens of the kids' eyes. And I also need to, I need to not... assume so many things about what an adventure is, and you know, get out of my own way, and it's not about me.
We tagged it, like, what was it, hashtag journey vibes, because it's about the journey, not the destination, right, Les? Yeah. I think that's things that people say.
Vibes? Yeah, that's pretty big these days.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Like, the, it's not, isn't there like a saying? Like,
it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
But the journey, that's like a thing, right?
It's a thing. I don't think I agree with it wholeheartedly. I mean, I think both are important.
I agree. I just thrown it out there. Yeah.
But hashtag journey vibes. Let's ride that train.
Yep.
Let's get
it. We need to hashtag our things. We didn't do that.
No.
No, we probably won't.
We're not the coolest fans in the world. No. We were born.
That's a different podcast.
We were born a little too early. I think if we were born in the 90s, we would be a lot cooler.
Yeah, for sure.
But until next time, enjoy the journey vibes.
That's it for this week's edition of Bear Essentials. Remember to follow us on social or visit bear-squirrel.com to find storybook resources for godly instruction. If you have an essential you'd like to see addressed on a future show, please write us at podcast@bear-squirrel.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week with a brand new show.